The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Am I the asshole for defending my niece?
Not the asshole for defending your niece, but I mean, you got to give the kid back. Like, it's just like two kidnapping stories in a row. I mean, sucks, but the kid's got two more years.
Got to give the kid back.
It is her mom. You got to give the kid back.
Nikki Limo. Got to give the kid back.
I mean,
what are you going to do? Give the kid back.
Give the kid back.
Nikki, look at the camera and tell him to bring the kid back.
You got to give the kid back.
3, 2, 1.
Hit me. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
No, dun. I don't know that. No, please don't do that.
Don't copyright.
Don't use copyrighted music. Please don't use copyrighted music on our episode.
Hello, welcome back to Show They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello,
this
everybody.
Intro is taking too long already.
I am indeed the crypto king. I am indeed the woman. I am indeed Ace. I am indeed
Ventura?
No, just for my pool hall days.
Just Ace?
That's what they call me, yeah. Because I used to rack them up. I was racking them up.
That's what Ace means in pool?
No. They call me Ace because I was racking them up in pool. It's like, oh shit, it's Ace's back.
I'm bored of the story. Next.
Okay, so today, indeed, we are doing an Am I the A-hole?
Yes.
Which is one of our favorite things.
Am I the ace-hole?
Well, in pool, yeah, I am.
Okay.
So, people, look, we enjoy this because it always brings up controversy,
mm-hmm.
which we really, really revel in as tubers
yeah.
and as sensationalists. We like to make clickbait thumbnails
right.
as tubers.
Well, you are the one that makes the thumbnails. So well, if there was a correct. Clickbaity thumbnail, it's all Steve.
I just did a good one about your mom, by the way.
Really?
I did a really good one about
your mom.
My mom? Yeah, about your mom. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
It was good.
Can't wait to see
You'll
it.
Like it.
Okay.
You'll like it. You'll see it on Friday. You'll see it on Friday. Okay, so today we are talking about some of the Christmas leftovers, but this is just some of my favorite stuff that I found scanning Am I the A-hole, which I do all the time.
Okay.
Okay, here's the title. Am I the A-hole? I sold the PS4 my brother gave to my son for Christmas.
Wait, I sold the PS4
my brother gave to my son for Christmas.
Did the son know? I guess we'll find out.
Isn't that a great title, though?
That is a great title.
That is like, of course you're the a-hole. Like, immediately, right? There's no context. Like, you're, of course you're the a-hole.
Well, I don't know. I go, well, he must have needed the money. Maybe he needs it to pay rent.
Okay, here we go. My son is 15 years old. He is the eldest and a gifted student. I have to admit, I'm strict in his education, but I want nothing but the best for him. And to have the academic opportunities I did not have. My wife and I are very proud of him. I think one of the reasons why he is so successful is because we don't allow anything that might distract him from his studies.
Okay, yeah, you're the asshole.
We also hire tutors and private professors and after-school activities. Some might say this is too much, but he never complained or rebelled, so we think we're doing well. However, this Christmas, my brother, in a nefarious move, no, he doesn't say that, came to visit in the morning. He came with a wrapped box for my son and other little gifts for our younger kids.
What an asshole.
He gave the box to my son just to find out is a PS4. He explained that he bought a PS5 and this was his previous PS4, so he gave it to my son because of his grades. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a PS4.
You should be rewarded.
It's a PS4 too. It's not even that great. Like, this is like getting a fucking C.
Yeah, like you know what I mean? Yeah, you passed.
Yeah, you passed. You got someone's fucking C grade.
Here's an old Game Boy, Nintendo DS Game Boy.
We all know if you got a PS5, it's like the peak of euphoria. It's like, yeah, you're going to be coming a lot.
Here's
hard.
A Sega Dreamcast.
Exactly, but not a PS4. PS4 is like, oh, cool.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, there's a lot of cool games.
I didn't play PlayStation, so I don't know the difference.
Well, I got Metal Gear Solid and stuff like that, but I wasn't a PlayStation guy. But this kid's going to get to experience The Last of Us. Maybe The Last of Us 2 if he's really bored. But, like, you know, games that people really identify with. God of War, as my friend who is a professional dancer, his name's Anthony Lee, he recommended to me. But then I was like, well, maybe you could recommend, like, Dance Saber or some shit like that. But don't tell me about games.
Is it the Oculus game?
No, God of War is like
the Dance Saber.
Yeah. Okay. Like, he should maybe recommend stuff like that.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. But, like, I don't really trust him on, like,
you don't think he's like, a God of War?
The story's good. I'm like, oh, really? You're a fucking dancer. Like, who gives a shit?
Right. True. Yeah.
So then he says, I said nothing at the moment. They plugged it into the TV and they started playing a bit. Later, my brother went to the kitchen. We spoke in private. I told him that video games might distract my son from his studies.
Dad is psycho.
And he should have discussed it with me beforehand. He brushed it off saying he's doing okay and that won't distract him. The following days... He used that console almost every moment he was awakened. It's almost like a kid found his dick.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, holy
shit. Well,
if you
deprive people of things, like pleasures, like that guy that like overdosed on McDonald's and fucking had a heart attack or whatever because he was never allowed to eat fast food his entire life.
Which is crazy, by the way, because Morgan Spurlock tried to overdose on McDonald's and he couldn't.
Yeah, well, because he ate too much of it beforehand.
True,
but he like this kid was the dad never let him because he was like an athlete or whatever. He didn't want to ruin his body. I don't remember the full whole story.
Asparagus.
Google it. But then he gets to college and he tries it for the first time and he goes fucking nuts. And that's what happens. Don't you know everything in moderation.
Holy shit,
you guys.
Okay, so then I warned my son if this behavior continues with him playing for many hours after his private classes, the PS4 will be gone. He begged me not to take it away and promised to do, to play for too many hours. He started his private classes and will be back to school soon. However, he has still been playing after coming back from his classes, saying that he finished his assignments.
Yeah.
But I see him way too distracted.
What the fuck is
wrong? So while he was out of home, I took the PS4 and sold it. Previous online listing. He wasn't happy at all when he found out, but I told him it was a distraction for him and didn't keep his promise.
He gets a punishment for nothing.
Then he told everything to my brother. Well, we don't know if he's the a-hole yet. We haven't read it all.
Okay.
Then he told everything to my brother, who insulted me over the phone for selling a Christmas gift.
Good. Shame.
We don't know that he's an a-hole yet.
Okay, true. Yeah. Let's continue.
I told him this was his fault for gifting a video game without talking to me first.
Oh, he's not the asshole.
See?
Yeah, it's the brother's fault.
You have the context, see?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I agree. that was it. No. So he says, my son is focused on his studies again, but isn't talking to me. And even my wife is saying I was too harsh and should trust him more.
It was worth
Our
it.
Other kids are also avoiding me. Sorry, I was laughing.
Mm.
And pretending to be busy when I enter the room. Which is, I mean, that is fucking hilarious. It's like you have a boss and not a dad.
Exactly. That's like, what this guy decided to be.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, you know, I always like this too. Cause like, you know, I don't like to read the comments on the AITAs unless I'm just completely
so
flummoxed.
Extremely that,
yeah. Cause I really want to react in real time.
Yeah.
So he just immediately has an edit because everyone started like fucking coming down his throat, right?
Right.
And he says, okay, I'll discuss with my wife what to do. She might read some of your comments. I appreciate the very few people who aren't being hostile in the comments.
The very few people.
Nobody agrees with me. I can't believe this. Obviously, none of you have attended to your studies.
That is so not true. What a false line of thinking.
Isn't it wild?
It's so crazy.
Don't have fun.
Especially in today's world where there's so many opportunities for like this. I mean, gamers make or like gamers, Twitch streamers. There's so many opportunities for you to build a business that way as well.
Dude, exactly.
It also helps you. It helps relax your brain, first of all. It also like it does teach problem solving skills. Like you like the challenge, right? So as a gate student, straight A, 4.2 GPA,
high
school
relate.
Academic.
Okay.
I played a fuck ton of video games and was online a lot and had fights with my dad about being online too many hours. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I don't take any of those moments back because I feel like, one, I got all of my fucking work done and I was had extracurricular activities. Like I was dancing 3 days a week and I had a job.
Dancing's not a job.
No, dancing wasn't my job. I had a restaurant job. Okay. And then I also danced 3 days a week. I was a hula dancer. Anyway,
I know you
have a bias against dancers. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I get it. Because you can't be one of us. But yeah, like I think that looking back, you need like a vice that lets you not
this is a vice
person.
Even like he's playing like PlayStation at Christmas and this guy's getting uncomfortable.
I know.
That is hilarious, by the way. The idea that he's like sitting there having fun with his brother and like the kid's like smiling and having fun at Christmas and then he's just sitting there in the back like, he's gonna mess with his studies. I can't believe this shit. He didn't talk to me about this at all. Like, holy shit, dude. Like, the stick is so far up your ass. It's like when I was just replacing me and Nikki's washer dryer because, like, I'm a super kind of handyman kind of guy. And, like, when I found this, they have this, like, little ring around the, you know, you guys know, like, the dryer thing that, like, the
you
metal
all
thing
know because you all installed
yeah, everyone
them
knows, like, when you're pulling that metal ring around that, like, dryer exhaust thing, it takes a while to get it out. Everyone knows this because, like, because I'm a handyman now. So, like, we all, like, talk like this. But, yeah, it takes a while to get it out of there. And so that's like kind of what was going on here.
I guess so. I really completely lost your analogy.
No. So it's like, you know, it's like you're trying to get, you're trying to move like a dryer by yourself.
Can
like
I just get to a point I wanted to say?
Because your wife is a hater.
Like, you should do things like this if the grades slip. Like, it should be a cause. Like, the action you take should be because it changed something, but it sounds like the kid didn't even affect it at all. It didn't even affect his work, didn't affect anything. It's just something that the kid is doing for fun. And I will say that when I got punished, when I was doing so well in school, and I still got punished for not making my bed, and I was like, fuck it, nothing matters. And then my grades started to slip because I just didn't care anymore.
Yeah, why bother?
I'm not getting rewarded for doing a good job.
Life isn't fun.
Yeah, I'm not doing a bad job. If I'm gonna get punished, at least like let me have some do some bad things, be like have fun. So I don't know. I think the dad fucked up, but it sounds like he's been thoroughly bombarded by people putting him in place.
Yes,
so
I agree. So we agree this guy's an asshole, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully people just, god damn, dude, just everyone chill a little bit out there, please.
When the whole family wants to avoid you, like even his wife is like,
I know.
Ah,
look,
gosh.
I'm not big on like, yo, people should go on pills, but this guy needs pills.
Maybe.
This guy needs fucking pills. This guy needs to chill the fuck out a little bit, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get a dog. He's the guy who wouldn't get a dog because he's like, that will just be a distraction. I'll have to take it outside multiple times.
Yes. Life isn't just about efficiency.
Exactly. And dude, what are you trying to do? You're trying to raise a machine? You're trying to raise a machine or a kid?
Right.
I don't get these people.
Yeah.
Any whom.
Balance.
Balance, exactly.
Otherwise, you grow up like me and you get anxiety panic attacks all the time.
And weren't you teaching your kid well enough balance? Because like once they were playing the game, he got this weird twisted delight from saying like, my kid was focused back on the studies, but now he won't talk to me. It's like, well, he's doing what he knows he has to do.
Yeah.
Which is what fucking kids do.
You just sucked all the joy out. Exactly. Yeah.
It's like taking his fucking colorful wallpaper down. Because you're like, it should be black or white.
That's sad.
Sad. Okay. Keeping with the
Christmasy. My walls were covered with M&M posters.
Exactly. Keeping with the Christmassy gamer theme.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for buying my daughter her own Nintendo Switch after her older step siblings refused to let her play?
Aw, that's sweet.
Okay. Interesting. So the title sold you already?
Yeah.
All right. See if you buy in.
Okay.
My wife has a son, 12, a daughter, 14. They are not biologically my kids.
Okay.
So let's judge
stepchildren.
Him. Can we judge him for a month?
We'll judge him for what?
For that.
For not having kids in the past before he met her?
Biologically, yeah.
With her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I judge him as an okay person.
Perfect. Our daughter, 7, is, however, biologically his kid as
well. All right.
For Christmas,
we got one in.
For Christmas, we bought them the Switch. To be clear, it was for all three, and they opened it together. This was their first gaming console. All the games we purchased had multiplayer function, and we also gave each kid their own controller.
Aw.
Christmas, that's so cute.
It is.
Christmas Day. This is the kind of shit that makes me want to have kids.
I know.
But then I go back and I'm playing, and I'm like, I don't want kids anymore.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, things were fine. They all played together for hours. The day after, life resumed. My wife flew out to her dad's for his surgery. As I went to work each day, both older kids were to keep an eye out for the youngest during the remainder of Christmas break. I'd come home from work to find the two playing, while the youngest sat quietly, obviously upset though. I'd ask, why isn't the youngest playing as well? And I would hear responses like, in a minute, or this level is too hard for her. Most of the time, they'd give me a bunch of hot air without a definite reason. One evening, a huge fight broke out after the two paused the game and walked away. The youngest determined it was finally her turn.
Aww.
When they found her, all hell broke loose, and I took the console away. The next day, I told them they could not have it back when they could have it back when they agreed to let their sister play. Several days later, I come home to find the youngest in her room crying. They made her do all their chores.
What?
In return, she would be given 15 minutes to play the game.
Oh my God.
These kids built a business.
Yeah.
Built a business.
They're like, she's not blood.
They're like, this is... That's so funny. Okay, so you'd be given 15 minutes to play the game. Once only, they didn't hold up their end of the deal after she completed the chores.
Oh my God.
I discovered this wasn't an isolated incident. They had been bossing her around every day and using the console to manipulate her. I was livid. This was a gift intended for everyone. She shouldn't have to earn her time to play and then be given a ridiculous time constraint.
Oh my God.
I took the console away completely, but later realized this wasn't fair to my youngest who did nothing wrong. I decided to buy her a system just for her. I'll just give her the system. We're wasting fucking money. Anyway.
What? What do you mean? Because the older kids are going to find a way to bully her.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I would do the same thing as this guy.
Okay, I see. I saw this being the only fix to eliminate the problem. The older kids got their system back, and I explained to their sister, now has her own. Everyone seemed fine. Things, in my opinion, worked out great. This was until my wife returned home from her father's surgery. The older kids told her how I had shown obvious favoritism for the youngest. They don't think it's fair the younger gets to have a console to herself and in her bedroom. Their console has been in the living room since Christmas morning. They argued they should each have their own consoles so they can all be in their separate rooms as well. To be clear, the youngest needs her system in her room, or it would defeat the purpose of buying another one since the other kids use the living room TV.
Mm-hmm.
Even after explaining to my wife what had happened, she agreed it was a form of favoritism and that I should have made the rule that all three play or none at all, like as if they'd actually obey the rule when
exactly.
I wasn't home. Currently, they're barely speaking to me. Little theme.
All three of them?
Yep. And said to fix things, I should buy a third console. I'm kicking myself for buying the first one.
Yeah. So
this is a little bit of, this is a little bit of a twisty side of the coin.
One guy got sold all the consoles. The other guy bought too many consoles.
Yeah. What do you think about this one? This is kind of tricky.
Yeah. You know, I think that he probably should have talked to his... I don't think he's an asshole, but I think he probably should have talked to his wife and included her on the decision. Like, but maybe he didn't want to bother his wife because of the dad's surgery. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if this is the only time, maybe, because why was the wife so quick to still side with the kids
on her favoritism? That's why, I think.
But the youngest is still hers, too.
True, but I'm just saying,
I think that, I don't know, maybe he's shown some signs of favoritism in the past. I don't know, because I don't know why the wife would be so quick to be like, oh, they must be right, because it sounds pretty reasonable that these kids are kind of bullying the younger kid.
That's the thing is, I don't know. I grew up in a big family, like three siblings.
I just have one sibling.
Three siblings,
and
right?
And I bossed the fuck out of that kid, so.
You learn to share or die. It's share or die.
Oh.
And so one of the most controversial things that ever happened in my family, which is hilarious, like as far as like when I was a kid, is my aunt Karen got me a trunk with a lock on it for Christmas.
Okay,
and it was like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like a little like 4x6 trunk, blue trunk with a lock on it so that it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
And like I used to share a room with both of my brothers, but in that room I had this trunk with a lock on it, and so it became like this fixture of my home. Like, what is Steve putting in the trunk? Because nobody could share it for once. Because we shared everything.
Yeah.
It was a little communist fucking, you know, we had like, it was like apple orchard for communism.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're all.
You're all. You it doesn't matter how many apples you picked. Yeah. You got to share them.
We all water the tree. We all eat the same amount of apples. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how hard you worked. We all did the same amount of things.
Oh, it's so different than my house. That's so funny.
Yeah. So like when I got this trunk. And I remember because I put a little picture of my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm like fucking, by the way, in like third grade.
It's so Buzz from Home Alone of you.
I know. And it's not her boobs.
Right. But neither was Buzz. True, yeah. True, like true. He just had his special collection of things on his shelf.
But I was in third grade.
Okay.
And like, she's my girlfriend because like I heard that she likes me and then I told everyone that I like her. Yeah. But like, I didn't hang out with her.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah.
Sounds about right.
We hung out like one time and it was like magic for me. But like, yeah, that was, she's my girlfriend, right?
Right.
And then, so I put her picture in there and then I would lock it up. And then like after school every day, I would come home and I would unlock it and I would look at her picture. And that's it. Like, that's fucking it.
That's so cute.
That's honestly it.
It's so cute.
It's so stupid.
Like, I'm surprised you didn't have like fucking Batman figurines like you do now.
Nah, I don't have Batman figurines. I have Batman statues, though.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
statues.
That's true. I do have statues. Yeah, so they weren't making custom statues back then, or I would have had one of my girlfriend, I guess.
Right, right.
But yeah, I remember like looking at her picture and stuff. And then like my sister ended up, because my sister is a very determined chick.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah.
She sat there and she like did every single potential combination of my lock that could exist on the earth, and she cracked my lock.
I don't think she tried every combination. I think that she took a stethoscope and like listened for the clicks.
Maybe. I didn't think that my sister was that resourceful. Perhaps that is what she did, but I know that she sat there and she fucking like cracked my stupid lock.
Right.
And then, like, yeah, everyone was super bummed to find out it was just a stupid picture. Like a picture, as small as a quarter, by the way, because, like, it was, like, a cutout. Like, you know, remember when we all got family photos?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in that grade? She just cut one of those out and gave it to me.
That's what I pictured.
Yeah, that was
like a school photo.
That was it, school photo.
I honestly, that story makes me sad because I was really taught, like, that was a really big deal on the opposite end for me growing up. My mom was like, I had a diary, you know, as you know, I've kept a journal since I was 6 years old, or a daily journal since I was like 15, but I got my first journal when I was six and it had a lock on it. And it was really important to my mom that she let me know that she will never read my journal. Yes. And she was very very adamant about how messed up she thinks it is that parents, you know, snoop through yep. other kids' journals.
No, I agree.
When I was very young.
Couldn't agree
and
more.
So I felt so safe
yeah.
with everything in my space. Like I put like pictures of my crush in there. I didn't have a boyfriend, but yeah. I had like crush pictures, and like I would write like, you know, all my thoughts about whatever. And I never had to worry. I didn't even use the lock after a while because I just didn't worry about someone like reading it. But if they were trying to break in, my mom would not let my brother break in like that. Like that would be like a
my
huge
siblings
deal.
Were all fine with it. My parents didn't care. But I read your journal all the time. I call it, it's light reading before bed.
Okay.
Light, a little light
what
reading.
What did I put in there yesterday?
No, the idea that I would even read the journal is hilarious. I've never even cracked it open and looked at like two words. Like I'm very respectful like that. But
I don't think there's anything in there that I haven't said to you.
I know.
Like
trust
it's really
me.
Like
there's no worry there.
Just but, a streamline of consciousness of rage
look,
sometimes.
Our life is so great. Like I love like our love is so sick.
Yeah.
That, like I don't need it because you give it to me already. So like whatever.
But, look at this guy.
Oh no, he's the best. But no, my mom or my parents ended up taking away the lock.
Wow.
I know, because it was like
so
such
sad.
I know. I had no privacy. But that's how it is with a big family, I think. It was just too much of a controversial thing. And I think my folks were kind of mad at my aunt for giving me that. But it was like a really sick gift.
Yeah, like I
would. That was like the sickest gift I think I ever got.
In my head, if I gave my nephew that, it would be like, well, you all have to share a room. So like this is a way for you to have a little privacy.
A little privacy, yeah.
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 I don't know. No wonder you lock the bathroom every fucking time. It's so annoying.
Oh, exactly. I was just talking about that on JK too, where I instinctively just lock every door behind me.
Yeah.
As soon as I'm in the bathroom, because when you're
you just get barged in on.
We had two bathrooms, right? Growing up, we had two bathrooms. So like, yeah, you're the door opens immediately, like unless you do something about it.
Yeah.
So,
when Steve and I used to have to share a bathroom, the only time because
Years, thankfully.
Yeah. Oh, it was like 1 year.
Barely.
Well, it was like 9 months, I guess. Yeah. It was so frustrating because we only had one bathroom, and he would lock the door, and he like does a whole like ritual of like facial cleansing and shower or whatever.
Did.
Like it was like an hour long, and I had to pee so bad,
and would
not be able to reach him. But anyway, yeah, my brother is way younger than me, and so we didn't really have a problem with sharing because he couldn't really use the same games as me anyway. Like he didn't understand.
Yeah.
When we did play, when he was finally old enough to play, like I wanted to play with him because I needed another.
He sucks at games.
Well, yeah, he sucks at games,
that
but
too.
Also I didn't have anybody to play with.
Yeah.
Like you want somebody to play with.
No, I want to play your brother at all games because he sucks at games so bad, and I suck at games.
Well, I've trained him to suck at games.
Yeah, he sucks at games so bad that I'm like, I can't wait to play your brother in games because he sucks at games so fucking bad.
Dane, you've been challenged.
Dane, you suck at games. Please keep it up, brother. Love you. I love you. You're my brother, but keep it up.
Yeah, I think it's just this age difference. It's so mean. I've been the youngest on like my so on the Filipino side. I was always the youngest, and on my like mom's side, I was always the oldest. So it was a really weird like mind fuck about the way I was treated.
It is funny when I go to the two families too, and like seeing all that dichotomy.
So I was always the one getting kicked off of like, oh, we only have four controllers. You have to wait your turn. I was always the youngest, so I had to wait and wait and wait and wait, and it was really sad.
Yeah,
I didn't have to do anyone's chores, but I can't imagine that sucks.
I know.
It's so sad. Poor youngest.
Poor youngest kids get spoiled the most, but also get bullied the most.
Yep.
Okay, well, we are going to go on a little breaky break, but when we come back, we will have way more Am I the Asshole? All the controversy, all of it will be returning very soon.
Can't wait.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like thanks for listening to our podcast, and if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout-outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So, huge shout-out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout-out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show. And welcome back. We hope that you purchased whatever we told you on to purchase.
Yes. And also, check out our Patreon. It helps support the show in a big way. Patreon.com/sticky, S-T-I-K-K-I. We do early releases of the episodes. We do a live stream once a month, and we do free roll poker tournaments and also Crypto Corner
every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. PST. I go through all my favorite cryptos. And guys, we're on the comeback. The comeback is on. It's a beautiful time right now in crypto.
And we have a great Discord community.
We did the best, the GOAT Discord community.
Shickety, check it out.
100%. Okay.
Back to assholes.
Here we go. And this is in the same vein.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the asshole for borrowing my husband's work laptop without permission since I bought it for him?
Mm. All right. This is a title that I'd have to hear more details on.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I had issues logging into my Facebook account on my computer and went to borrow my husband's laptop.
Wait, sorry. Did you think the last guy was an asshole?
Which guy was it?
The guy that bought the extra console?
No, I thought his wife was.
Okay.
What'd you think?
Well, I don't know the wife's side, but I don't think he's an asshole.
I thought he should divorce his wife.
My final verdict.
That's what I said.
No.
I thought I said that. I think he should divorce
her. Truly?
No.
No.
No. But I don't get the favoritism thing. Like, I think that all of them should have agreed.
Yeah.
Like, to say, like, hey, this kid's getting bullied. What the fuck? Like, why are we allowing, or why are we pretending like it's okay that the kid's bullied the shit out of her? And like,
all, yeah, that's also a separate issue. Exactly. Like, they should be punishing the older kids for doing
correct,
that.
Correct, but they're not. And then the wife goes like, well, they should all be judged the same way. They should all have to play together. And it's like, no, that's the problem, is that when you guys leave, they won't be playing the same way. Like, duh.
I just wanted to wrap it up.
Get a dog camera. That's what I think.
A nanny cam.
Thank you. Nanny camera. Because your kids aren't dogs.
Yeah.
I'm working on my syntax.
Okay. I just wanted to wrap that one up. I just wanted to know the final
it's wrapped up.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So, yeah. Yesterday, I had issues logging into my Facebook account on my computer and went to borrow my husband's laptop to see if I could log in from there. The laptop was in his bag, and he left for work shortly after. Later, I got an angry call from him asking where his laptop was. I said I brought it to check my Facebook login, but he ranted about how I caused him grief at work by taking it without even asking. I reminded him of who bought his laptop to begin with, but he said it was supposed to be a gift from me.
True.
I felt sorry for him and wanted to get him a proper laptop for work, but is this a bad thing? He said still I shouldn't have taken it, and the Facebook login issue was not an emergency. He came home upset and avoided me. I thought he overreacted to this, but he snapped and said it caused him shit at work.
See, this is another one of those, like, respect of privacy things that I'm just like, I kind of think she's a little bit of an asshole if she's not going to acknowledge that that was not.
How is she even asking this?
Yeah.
Some people just don't know how to take stock and
like,
go,
there's no
I fucked
boundaries.
Up. Yeah.
And like, then instead of being like, listening to your partner saying, hey, you caused me grief at work, like, you go, I bought it. Well, I bought it.
It's like, yeah, you're making an excuse for yourself. Like, how about listening
how
to your
that
partner's
relevant?
Grievance?
Yeah, exactly.
Your partner's got shit. She's probably got shit on from his
boss. I think
boss.
I'd be more angry at my partner's response than the actual laptop taking part.
I completely agree.
So, you're the asshole. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's kind of open and shut for me, man.
Yeah.
Like, it fit the vibe. But that one's so open and shut for me. I'm like, how can you not just know, like, yeah, I fucked up. Oh, man.
Well, okay. So the taking the laptop part, I can relate it to how it felt when you would use my pants. But. Yeah.
And by the way, she said pants, not pants.
He used my pants all the time.
All the time.
I said, you're way too big and tall for
and
those
I said,
pants.
Just let me use your pants. What's yours is mine, what's mine is yours.
Yeah, he's like, I bought you these pants. And I was like, true.
Imagine it's pants.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I was picturing you in the space leggings.
Space leggings are good bomb.
Yeah, so I don't necessarily think that alone makes her an asshole. It's more the response. The well, I'm allowed to cross boundaries and take your stuff without you knowing because I bought it. It's like you're holding something over them.
Exactly.
I don't like that.
I agree with you.
That's like the more of the red flag for me.
Okay, that one's kind of open and shut. That was kind of easy mode one.
Yeah, okay.
I wanted to give a little easy one because I've been getting hard ones out.
Because people were, you know, they were relaxing on the break. You got to ease them back in.
Okay, here's a good one. Am I the asshole for refusing mom's request to give my brother the tablet she bought me as a gift?
Am I the asshole for refusing to give my brother the tablet that my mom bought me as a gift?
Correct. My mom bought me this tablet 6 months ago because I got exceptional grades.
Okay.
And I have not parted with it ever since.
Okay.
It is their favorite tablet.
Okay.
Yesterday, my mom sat me down and told me about how she's struggling to keep my brother's thieving habits in check and that she needs to give my brother my tablet.
Wait, what?
Correct. I told her no, and then I got it through my own hard work. Then my mom told me that she actually bought it with him in mind, but if she gave it to him directly, she was worried he'd sell it for weed.
How does this brother earn the privilege of using it then?
Well, she said whether I noticed that he touches everyone's things in the house except mine. I don't know why they worded it like that. She said,
she's asking if he noticed.
If he noticed that he touches everyone's things in the house except mine. and that she'd tell him he's just borrowing it from you, not actually his. So my mom told me 6 months ago that she bought the tablet for me, and now she's telling me it was for my brother all along. I snapped and told her I'd rather break it than give it back to you or him. Mom snapped and said, if I think I'm any better than my brother, I'm wrong. And I'm even worse than him.
What?
She said at least he's got a good heart and would never hold grudges against his own sister.
I'm so confused.
You like this one? I'm triggering you a little bit.
I'm confused at the mom's reaction.
I don't hate my brother, but I don't particularly like him right now. I just want this to be over. Am I the a-hole here? I will apologize if I am and hand it over. So am I.
This never happened to me, so I don't.
No, no, no. It is the, she said at least he's got a good heart. And never hold grudges against his own sister.
But I've never.
That's like the little tiny little divot that she found for him.
I see.
That she's using on the person.
I don't get why the mom like wants. Wait, so the mom gives the tablet as a reward, but then is now rewarding the little brother for bad behavior, basically?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
It's like, hey, you're stealing things? Well, I'm going to make you use your sister's tablet. Like, what?
So you kind of went through something similar than like to this, as far as like how your parents were treating you versus your brother, right? For a while.
I suppose, but it wasn't where they'd make me give him my things.
No, not your things. No.
Yeah.
But the amount of like excuses that your parents would make for your brother versus you, like where all the standards were high.
Mm-hmm.
This one kind of reminded me of that.
It doesn't remind me of it. Okay. It doesn't hit the same way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
It's more like I got the same punishment as him for a way more minor offense.
Yes.
But like, this sounds like this line of logic doesn't even make sense. Like, I'm giving you a tablet for your good grades, but also you have to now give the tablet to your brother for his shitty behavior of stealing.
Right.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I agree.
I don't even get the mom's reasoning through this of like what the why does the brother get to use the tablet?
I think that she is being a mama bear and just excusing bad behavior.
Like, she's not even saying like share it. She's saying give it to him.
She found a small thing about her son that she likes and she's blowing it up to excuse all behavior. He's a good person. Mm-hmm. So like.
So now give the tablet to him.
Yeah, give the tablet to him because it doesn't. Like, she was worried that he'd sell it for weed, but it looks like he wouldn't do that now. So she feels more comfortable about it
now. And then now the older sibling doesn't get a tablet?
Correct. But they don't need it as much as this younger brother does because we all know they're kind of a fuck up. So, like, you know.
Mm.
Like, it's kind of like the excuse making thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it at all. So.
I agree with you.
I think the mom's the asshole. 100%. 100%
agreed. But I think sometimes. Parents have a favorite, and and it shows up in the paint.
Hmm.
And you know, favoritism sometimes is just like, well, I think they need more XYZ.
Yeah.
But that is showing favoritism.
I see.
Thought that was interesting. Am I the asshole for disinviting my late wife's children from my wedding?
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not his children. It's like stepkids.
Yeah.
Okay.
About a year ago, my wife, Anna, of 25 years, passed away 8 months after being diagnosed with cancer.
Aww.
Besides our 25-year-old son, she also had three other children, and they were older, from a prior marriage. The father was never really around, so I have raised them as my own basically ever since I married their mom. Anna's cancer was very difficult for me financially, and I wound up having to downgrade my car to pay for medical bills and make withdrawals from my 401k and take on a lot of debt. Shortly after Anna died, I met another woman, Beth, who I have since married. Given that we're living together in Beth's house, selling Anna's house made a lot of sense. When we were packing up the house, I asked Anna's kids if they wanted anything, and they said no. I invested a large amount of money in renovating the house and getting it ready to sell, and eventually found a house flipping company that would take it on. On the day of closing, I was surprised to find out that Allison had sent an email to the lending company. And real quick, Allison
is one of the kids.
Correct. Email to the lending company telling them that she had been reading up on state law and that since Anna's kids weren't mine, they were entitled to the portion she would have gotten from the sale. Turns out she's right. I feel like Anne's children deliberately chose to kneecap me, but they're insistent that Allison didn't know what was going on and was just asking questions. I should have been able to take the money Anna and I had saved up and start a new life, but now I'm probably going to have to sell the new motorcycle I just bought and have long wanted. And isn't that a little turn? A little turn.
Yeah.
Right? Weren't you on one side? Now you're kind of on the other. This is a really good one. I had to sell the new motorcycle I just bought and have long wanted, and I'm not going to be able to get myself out of debt. Secondary.
What?
Put that first, yeah. Motherfucker. God damn, he's so bad at arguing.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be a fresh start for me, and now I'm stuck with the same old problems I've always had. The day of eventual closing, I was still extremely upset. So I woke up for work. I texted Allison, Barbara, and Caleb and let them know I've been doing my own reading about our state laws, and it turns out I'm not actually their father, and they should work on their relationship with the person who actually is. I also told them they're no longer welcome at my wedding, which was the next weekend. Upon finding out I had said that, Andrew was extremely upset with me. We met for lunch the following day, and I asked him to be my best man. But he told me unless I apologized to his siblings, he didn't want to attend my wedding. I was hoping he'd get over it, but he hasn't talked to me since, saying that he's too old to be a 25-year-old child of divorce, and he was offended that I got married the weekend after the anniversary of his mom's funeral.
Mm.
To me, the date isn't particularly meaningful, since the date that weighs on my heart is the one that she actually died a week later.
Earlier, yeah.
Beth thinks I should just swallow my pride and apologize so that Andrew will talk to me again, but I can't help but feel hard done by here. I don't know what that means.
Hard done by here. I can't help but feel hard done by here.
What does that mean?
I mean, I'm guessing just the context of like he's been done dirty.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Yeah.
This is kind of wild, huh?
It is a wild one. One, he's terrible at money management in the first place.
I want a motorcycle?
I have debt, but I want a motorcycle. It kind of just feels like
death wish.
He has like extra baggage that he hasn't like psychologically worked out.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to use these purchases to do it. But I don't know. Did he explain to these kids how much money he put into the house?
I don't think so. But also that's exactly it too. Like, so the kids are just like, hey, like, maybe our mom would have liked to leave some of this to us. Is that like a crazy thing to think?
Well, he did say he asked them first.
Right.
Like, did you want anything?
Right.
Maybe he just said, do you want anything from the house? Yeah.
Like, do you want the old trunk with the lock on it? That doesn't mean like, do you want the house?
Yeah.
Or a piece of the house, equity wise.
But like, I can understand. I thought about that when you were first reading it. Like, do the kids get any sale of the house because, like, technically they're next of kin? But if, like, the wife was still alive and they were still operating as parents, when your grandpa died, yeah. Like, the kids didn't automatically get a portion of all the belongings because your grandma's still alive.
Well, like, some of them wanted it. That's why they're pieces of shit.
But that's what I'm saying is that, like just because he's not the biological father is the only reason this is happening. Because if it was their biological father, everything is the same. They purchased the house together.
True.
They built the life together.
That's a great point.
Everything's the same. The only difference is that he's not the biological father.
Right.
So, correct. Yeah, I don't know. I think it is a little asshole-y of the kids, but
look, how about the whole thing like where he goes, hey, I help raise these kids like my own. And he's like, you're not my kids now because I'm money. Like I just think that, you know, he's an asshole like right there because of that.
Well, sometimes people do that when they're hurt. Like, I don't think he means it.
I agree, but yeah. That's being a dick anyway. Like, you might as well say, like, I'm hurt by this. Like, I can't believe you guys went over my head.
I wonder how much he tried to resolve the conflict first before just resorting to, like, you're not mine anymore. I disown you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, enough for his son to obviously his son thinks he's an asshole.
I know. Well, and that's the other thing, too, is it's hard to put myself in his shoes because this hasn't happened to me.
Yeah.
But the idea that, like, okay, so like my wife dies and then within a year I get with another chick and then like I'm getting married the weekend after.
You don't get with another chick within a year. you're getting married a year later. Like, and that's wild.
Like a year and a week. And it's like, well, but last weekend was the crazy day.
Yeah, shortly after my wife passed away, I started dating a new person. Like, that was really soon for him to start dating someone new.
This guy kind of sucks.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the guy. I'm just trying to give benefit of the doubt of
how he's nuking his relationships because of money.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that part I think he's an asshole for.
Like, nuking. Like, he's like, I raised them as my own. And he's like, but they're not my own now.
Yeah, honestly, I'm swayed more on the kid's side now.
Hey, maybe you guys should go look up who your parents are and they're your parents.
Especially if your dad now is buying a motorcycle and remarrying and
what a midlife crisis.
And then is you're not my kids anymore. I don't know. That's lot to happen all at once.
Yeah. Wild.
But he feels like they're kneecapping him. So he's taking what he sees as a balanced, what's it called? Revenge or, retaliation.
Yeah, retaliation.
Retaliation. But I don't think they even understand that he's seeing it that way.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one was wild for me.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. Even agreed. Beth is yo, what are you doing, man?
What the fuck's going on, brother?
His new wife is I don't want this. Put it together again.
Yeah. Exactly. It's so odd.
Yeah. Because I feel like everybody in his life is kind of thinking he's the asshole. There must be some
holdout.
Yeah, some missing
context.
Bullet points. Yeah.
Yeah. Next one is, am I the asshole for telling my mom to give my sister her daughter back?
What?
Exactly. That's a good one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this requires some context, so I'll keep it short. I, 18 female, have a twin sister, 18 female, who's had the same boyfriend since freshman year. He's also 18. Everyone's 18.
Okay, everyone's 18.
He comes from a lucky. He comes from a wealthy family and has a career lined up for him the day he graduated. My sister is actually pretty responsible, so is he, which is why it's a shock to everyone when she revealed that she was pregnant. She swears they always use protection, and I believe her. She's not the type to skip out on that kind of stuff.
See, that
and
happens.
Nor is he. Well, for obvious reasons, she finished senior year via distance learning. The baby was born right after graduation, so I should mention they are responsible parents, even though they're young. About 2 weeks ago, her boyfriend started his new job, and they're about 4 hours away. They moved and have been done for about 2 weeks now. They agreed to leave the baby here. I still live at home with my mom while they move everything. I FaceTime my sister every day, and she shows me her daughter's room, and it's beautiful. She tells me how much she misses her. 2 days ago, just over a week of moving, my sister told my mom she's going to come get her. My mom said no, and that she'd abandoned her, and that she's a gold digger.
What?
Then her boyfriend called my mom and said the same thing, and they've been going back and forth for 2 days.
Her boyfriend called the mom and said
then my boyfriend her boyfriend called my mom and said the same thing.
That the
she's gonna come get her, I think.
Oh, I thought that she's a gold digger and stuff. Okay. I was like, what? That's a plot twist.
That'd be great. My sister called me a few hours ago and said she's not playing any more games with my mom, and that tomorrow she's waking up at 4 a.m. She's driving down here to demand her daughter back, and if my mom doesn't give her up, she says she'll get the police involved, get attorneys involved, and do whatever it takes to get reunited with her daughter. After that conversation, I went downstairs to talk to my mom. I said she should give my sister her daughter back. She said, your sister abandoned this baby. She doesn't deserve her.
What?
My mom said my sister is a gold digger, and if she wanted her kid, she would have got her by now. I reminded her that she does. What does that mean?
Does want her, right?
Oh, does want her, okay. Yeah. And I warned my mom that if she doesn't give
the daughter back yeah.
nicely, my sister's not going to be so nice about it. But then my mom said, just mind your own business. And to be honest, she kind of has a point. This isn't any of my business. She also said the baby is what brings her joy. She feels a special connection.
This mom is
with
crazy.
Her that she guarantees my sister doesn't have.
Oh my gosh.
I warned her one last time, mom, don't do this. My sister's not messing around. This is going to get ugly. And that was that. I'm starting to think I was wrong to inject myself. It isn't my business. But my sister's right. She deserves her child back. I did witness the conversation of my mom offering to watch the child while she moved.
Yeah, you're the aunt. You're a witness. This is your business. You're a direct relative. 100% your business.
Yeah. The first comment says you're not the asshole, and the special connection line is scary, and I completely identify with that. Yeah, that's
really scary.
That's weird.
She's like obsessed with this baby.
I have a connection that I guarantee the other kid doesn't have. Like,
it's so weird. Oof. The mom, I guarantee this baby doesn't have this connection with her mom. Oof. That's so weird.
It's creepy.
Yeah, it's really obsessive, and I mean, legally, this mom can't do that, and also, it's just all around weird. Also, the gold digger comment just sounds like a reach, because if the sister was gold digging, obviously she would have picked
you're just lashing out with fucking things.
So random.
So random.
That's why it does seem like the mom is very mentally unstable.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems like an open shut one.
I don't just get the police involved. I get the bomb squad involved with this one.
That's psychotic behavior.
This is just wild.
Yeah.
I get SWAT.
Like, you're kidnapping someone's child.
Yeah, exactly. This is crazy.
You can't even do this if you have legally adopted a child. Sometimes people have to go to court because they legally adopted a child and the biological parent comes trying to get the child back. And sometimes they have to give away the child that they adopted.
Insane.
And you are trying to steal your own daughter's baby? That's crazy.
It's insane, dude.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, that one's pretty... Is there any excuse or rebuttal for the other side?
No, but I really enjoy the title of that one.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be the sister's abusive and the mom wants to protect the kid or something.
It's maybe there's cause, right? But there's no cause. Someone has a psychotic connection.
Am I the asshole for taking away this serial killer's knife?
But then I thought about it, and I was like, the serial killer can't chop steak into pieces, and they might choke. Yeah. That's true. Because they wouldn't just use a knife to kill people.
True, true, true.
They're going to use it to eat. Okay, we have time for one more.
Okay, I'm ready.
And this is it. Am I the asshole for humiliating my sister during her birthday party? My 23 male sister threw a huge birthday party since she was turning 30. A lot of relatives and friends were invited. I didn't really want to go at first, since I don't have the best relationship with her, but this birthday seemed important to her, and she was excited for it, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
So I thought I'd go wreck it.
Exactly. The other reason why I attended is for my niece, 16 female, who I have a great relationship with and care about a lot. She loves spending time and hanging out with me and her other uncle, my brother, 26 male. Lately, my niece often makes jokes about her mom screaming at her and treating her badly. When I express my concerns, that she said it's nothing more than a joke, and that they have arguments, but it's never been punished. She never gets punished or yelled at. I had a hard time believing that, since my sister would scream at me and my brother too when we used to live together, but I thought I won't intervene since I don't want to potentially make my niece uncomfortable or create a weird situation. During the party, my niece made another joke about how her mom treats her. Her mom overheard the joke and started scolding my niece. It was so awkward. But things truly heated up when she started doing exactly what my niece would joke about. She got really aggressive with her, asking how dare she talk like that about her when she does everything for her comfort. When my niece asked her to stop screaming, she started screaming even more. And at that point, everyone at the party could hear her and my niece crying. My sister kept talking about how much of a great mom she actually is.
Oh my gosh.
How ungrateful her daughter is, and then tells her to get out of the place and go hang out with her quote dumb friends who quote made her dumb too.
Oh my gosh.
That's when me and my brother interviewed. I told her that what she does to my niece is bare minimum, and she could have at least not yell at her during a party where everyone can see what's happening. Then I told her that she's not a good mom at all, because screaming at your daughter is not normal, and if she's making quote jokes about your behavior, there's probably some truth to it.
You're screaming at her for the thing that she's joking about.
She's confirming
joking,
it,
quote unquote.
Constantly confirming.
Yeah, yeah.
My brother also defended my niece and told in front of everyone how she treated him and I the same way she now treats her daughter. We left with my niece after that, and she's staying with me for now. My brother's too busy with his toddler, so we decided to all keep our niece.
Oh my God.
Hilarious thing to write.
Yeah.
Her mom is threatening that if I don't bring her daughter back immediately, she's going to do something about it. She says how much of an A-H-I-M, asshole, for ruining her birthday party and having all of our relatives hate her, and yet our parents sided with her.
What?
Telling me that how she's parenting her daughter is none of my and my brother's business. Am I the asshole for defending my niece?
not the asshole for defending your niece, but I mean, you gotta give the kid back. Like, it's just like two kidnapping stories in a row. I mean, sucks, but the kid's got two more years.
Gotta give the kid back.
It is her mom. You gotta give the kid back.
Nikki Limo. Gotta give the kid back.
I mean,
what are you gonna do? Give the kid back.
Give the kid back.
Nikki, look at the camera and tell him to bring the kid back.
You gotta give the kid back.
Damn.
You gotta give the kid back.
Damn, dude. It's so real when you say it. Holy shit.
I tell it like it is.
I know you do.
I calls it like a season.
You do. You sure do. Damn. There's no way, there's no world that exists where they should keep that niece.
I mean, look, I got yelled at a lot as a teenager, and I would have liked to stay maybe at my aunt's house or my uncle's house.
Even Aunt Tita?
Sure. But
who you said was the meanest growing up?
Well, I mean, she had a rap, yeah. But I still think, obviously, if the kid is joking, like, yeah, there's still like a lightness. It's still her mom. Like, you got to give the kid back. I don't know what to say. Back. Like, you're not the asshole for defending the niece.
Yeah.
And obviously, yeah, the mom has some issues to work on, but.
Got to give the kid back.
You got to give the kid back.
Shit. So true.
What do you think? You think that he's
there? I just want to go where the people want to go. I'm a flag.
What do the comments
wind.
Say?
I'm a flag in the wind.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, I just want the people to like me. People are basically saying, good for you sticking up for your brother or your niece.
Yeah.
And with your brother, you can get in a lot of trouble if you don't return her now.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
return your niece.
Good for you, but you got to give her back.
Yeah, return your niece is being said quite a bit. Beware of the cops. So yeah, a lot of that. You're just turned 30, sister, has a 16-year-old daughter. Did I math that right? That's being said as well.
Okay, yeah, I thought about that.
And the author says yes, gave birth at 13. I know how messed up that is.
Wow. That's obviously there are some issues. Like, it's clear, and it's hard to be a teen mom and you're like raising a kid while you're still a kid.
Yep.
And so, I mean, I'm friends with a lot of people who are not a lot, but like, you know, quite a few of my very close friends were teen moms.
Yeah.
And it's not easy at all. Like, they don't.
Well, I watched the show. It looks easy.
Right.
I watched Teen Mom, the show on MTV, and it looks really easy.
They did paint it very glamorously.
It's very glamorous and easy looking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just looks like you just like don't get to sleep that much.
I think, you know, cut your sister some slack. Like, she's not an evil monster. I think that's probably why she's getting defensive. She's being painted as an evil monster when she feels like she's done everything she could to raise this child.
That's
right?
That's a good point.
Doing
her best.
Yeah, she's doing. It sounds like
doing
she's trying to do her best, but yeah, she's definitely got some things to work on, and maybe she can maybe encouraging her to see some therapy.
You remember Jigsaw from the Saw series?
Yes.
Do you think he's just doing his best? He's doing his level best.
He thinks he's being a vigilante, yes.
Yeah. So he's just like, he's doing his best.
Do you think Batman's bad?
Do you think Batman's bad?
Or do you think he's doing his best?
I think he's doing his best, yeah.
Right, but he's a vigilante too. So what the brother is doing right now is very vigilante.
Yeah, but sometimes when the city
doesn't
give you justice,
right,
you got to fill in those boots.
Fill in those boots.
You got to fill in the shoes a little bit yourself.
Profound.
You got to take the cape and the cowl on yourself. I'm telling you.
It's deep.
I'm telling you, I'm a deep person. You know, I replace washer dryers. I'm a handyman. I'm a bit of a handyman.
Okay. And that is the end of our show.
So when there's an issue,
we
in our lives,
appreciate you listening.
I can fix it.
And we will see you next week. Let us know in the comments if you think anyone was the asshole that we didn't think was, or vice versa. And
if you guys need any work done around the house or anything like that, you hit up your boy, the Crypto King, the woman.
Just be prepared for your laundry room to flood first. And then...
What's flood? Wait, is flood... Define flood. Can you swim in it?
Covered with water.
Can you swim in it? Oh, could you put floaties on and go swimming? No,
probably
you couldn't.
Could at one point.
No, you couldn't.
If I hadn't interrupted.
No. All right, we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.